Blog Talk Radio.
Understand where that comes from,
because when you get to know me, I'm the nicest person. I don't kick asses. But I ascended. The sign that was ascending when the moment I hit the earth at 1:50 on December 16th, thank God, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, mwah, I ascended on Taurus. Okay? So Taurus was rising. It's all about what was rising when you were born. Not your sun sign, but what sign was on the rise? Well, Taurus, the bull, was on the rise. So how many of y'all niggas just sit and let a bull, you be like, oh, shit, you running from, they run from bulls today, right? Ain't that some shit they do? Okay, well, this nigga, I ascended on the bull. So, yeah, I walk like I'm going to kick somebody's ass. It's just natural. So your ascending sign is how the world sees you before they know you. So, yeah, people that don't know me, oh, you walk like you're going to kick somebody's ass. Oh, great, because I'm only 5'2", so that's great. I'm a bull. And you look at my nose, I got a bull nose. I'm short. I got short limbs like a bull. I got a short torso like a bull. But then what, see, it's so beautiful. What governs the Taurus? What sign rules Taurus? Oh, it's Venus. Venus, baby. That's why, I'm so sexy. I'm so cute. And I don't like nothing ugly. Venus rules your money, which I've been self-employed twice in my life, and I'm only 54. I've been self-employed for 20 years out of 54. So, yeah, Venus was ruling my money. All my niggas was fine. And the one wife I had was a stripper, so I'm with Venus. I'm with Venus. Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. But I say that to say, look up your natal chart. It helps you. And then find a good astrologer that knows what the hell they're talking about. It will help you know where your power is, see. It's not, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow. Fuck that. It helps you know where your power is. And as a living human being, you want to know where the fuck God put your power. Did God put my power in my mouth, in my feet, in my brain? Where did God put my power? Where did God put my weaknesses so I don't fall into those traps? Like, my weakness is trusting people too much. Oh, hell yes. Even my own kid, they're like, oh, we can play mom. Mom trusts everybody. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's fucking true. I trust too soon, and guess what? I always get burned. And that's what my shit say. You trust too soon, and you will get burned. So this is what you need to do to not help yourself or don't help your damn self. You only live one time. Okay? Natal chart. Know what time you're born. You can't do it right unless you know what time you're born. All right. So today we're supposed to be talking about Dred Scott and who he was and what that means to us today. But we're not talking about that because last time I didn't finish yesterday what I was supposed to. So we'll go up on Dred Scott and some of the psychology shit tomorrow. But what I wanted to emphasize on why I even do this shit is, okay, there's my boy, and I got a boy, and he's older than me. He's about 10 years older than me. Claude, damn, I never can remember his last damn name. Where did I put it? Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Claude. Damn it. Hold on. Well, what I want you to do, I'll have his name tomorrow. Because I always mess up. Where's my, I got too many screens. Where are you? Cursor. Okay. But the Claude Robinson, that's a nigga name. I'll find it. I'll have it tomorrow. Claude something. But just Google Powernomics, okay? So yesterday I was supposed to talk about that because Claude, I forgot his last name. Oh, Anderson, Dr. Claude Anderson, okay? Powernomics, okay? He was popular like back in the 80s, 90s, maybe 90s, early 90s, late 80s, okay? And back then, he was saying, hey, by 2025, okay, 5 years from now, by 2025, black people, you're going to be a permanent underclass. And he was giving you all the reasons why, okay? And they've all panned. Long story short, nigga, 5 years from now, you're getting ready to be, not me, okay, not me, but the majority of black people, probably most of the people you know, are about to be a permanent underclass. Now, go look up what that means, okay? And my story yesterday, a permanent underclass is like the niggas that work at El Pollo Loco, okay? And what we talked about yesterday? Everybody in the hood, El Pollo Loco, was not niggas that lived down the street from El Pollo Loco. So you and your children and your grandchildren, think of permanent underclass, look at the history of India and how they have a caste system and some people just born into that shit. Okay, well, you black people are about to be part of a permanent underclass, okay? And what he was trying to express back then when nobody listened, and when they when he talks now, he just yell. I'm like, I see why he's yelling, because niggas didn't listen 20 years ago. So they're not going to listen today. Because all black people are worried about is a good feeling. Barack Obama was nothing but a good feeling. He was the only black president we've ever had. And let's see, black people, tell me if you're better off today than you were when that nigga was hired by you. You were so feeling so good about and hired his ass. You hired him to do nothing for you. So here we go again. We're getting ready to hire somebody else to do fucking nothing for you. And so what Claude said back in the 80s, it say, you know what? You gotta practice what all other races of people. That's why it made me so fucking mad. It's like, God, bring me back as an Asian because I know math and I'm smart and I know business. Because helping these niggas is really just making me so mad because nobody fucking listens. Nobody does shit. As long as I can get some pussy and smoke some weed and buy some knockoff shit or get the shit from somewhere that regular motherfuckers don't get it from, you happy in your life. That shit makes me so fucking mad. That's why I wish I had my parents to talk to. Because they the only real niggas walking this earth. Like, you can't be an average fucking nigga. They will kill you. They will leave you to yourself to kill each other. And that's what the fuck is happening today. I can't even talk to my own fucking kids. Let alone niggas I don't know. So, Claude, yeah, niggas, y'all getting ready. I'm not, hey, guess what? Like I said before today, I sit and I do what the fuck I want. I do what the fuck I want every fucking day. Good or bad, I do what the fuck I want. I don't know five niggas that wake up every day and do what the fuck they want. They do what the fuck somebody tell them to do. Or what they got, girl, I can't lose my job. Or have some of y'all niggas out hustling other niggas. I'm the realest nigga in SAC. Somebody told me, you're the realest nigga in SAC. You know what? Because I'm not from here. Because I know my fucking astrology. And I know what the fuck I was brought here for. So I don't really give a fuck about none of this shit. I was brought here to suffer for motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about themselves. Oh well. Just like that nigga Claude. He yelling and shit on. Because I'm telling them they about to be a permanent underclass. They don't give a fuck. As long as they can go to the strip club and buy some bullshit shit they listen to that don't mean shit. Smoke some weed now. Hey. You know I'm the first one that likes the weed. But why ain't a nigga in the weed game? Why aren't niggas in the weed game? Oh, because you just happy not being in the weed game. Just like you was just happy cheering Barack Obama. That nigga did not do shit for us other than make being black look so good. And we do that shit every fucking day. So, look up your nigga Claude Anderson before he died and say, you know what, bro? You was just trying to show us shit every other race people do. And what he convinced me of is all that assimilation shit, all that integration shit, just made us weaker. Because take your not knowing history asses and look up some history of what niggas was doing before Martin Luther King. And Martin Luther King, look up that shit too. He said, I led my people into a burning building. Right. You gave us equality, but we didn't have the same amount of money, Dr. King, as we about to celebrate your motherfucking birthday. Feeling, niggas. You got your feeling month that go on the History Channel and you still looking at motherfucking Duck Dynasty on your month, niggas. Because we don't give a fuck about you. Because you don't give a fuck about you. That's easy. Zero plus zero equals zero, niggas. So, whatever. I'm taking a fucking break. Where's my teeny? You know what I'm saying? But I was brought here to suffer for motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about themselves. Why don't you give a fuck about yourself? That's what you need to ask yourself. Every day you wake up, you look in the fucking mirror. You need to say, why don't I give a fuck about my people? Why? Why don't the fuck I give a fuck about my people? Why? If you can answer that motherfucking question, then you can fuck with me. I'm taking a break. Where is this shit? Because I love my people. I love my daddy. If my daddy didn't give a fuck about being a nigga, oh my God, where would I be? My daddy and my mama knew just what a nigga was going to face in this motherfucking country. And I thank God for my mother and father. That's why I don't give a fuck about my siblings that don't give a fuck about my mother and father. I got 10 siblings, and none of them sorry motherfuckers put a flower on the two motherfuckers that made them able to survive in this fucked up country. Fuck all my siblings and they white wives. So I'll do that for my mama. All the Latinos that gave me them beautiful nieces and nephews, I love you. But them white women didn't do nothing but blind my brothers. Made them hate their own fucking mama. There we go. This is therapy. I like therapy. Shit. This is some shit here. Okay? But this is real black people shit. And if you a real nigga, you give a fuck, because you going to die, and guess what? I got 3 grandsons that I love so fucking much, and I got to leave them some kind of hope that they ain't just going to be 3 niggas. I'll be back. Fuck shit.
Müdigkeit ist eine gute Voraussetzung für gechilltes Spielen.
Ja.
Tudo. Straßen und zur Stadt. Jetzt zieht eure Nasen, der Typ lässt sich ab. Der Hippie-Bulle, der Hippie-Bulle, der Hippie-Bulle, der Hippie-Bulle. Die Straßen und die Stadt. Er zieht eure Nasen. Er zieht lässt sich ab. Stone Fungi, wo bist du? Hippie Bulle, wo drückst du? Stone Fungi, wo bist du? Happy Boy, I want to cook down.
Scheiße!
Touching 13 times other Asians. okay? And it works its way down. So they at the top. So you never hear white people saying, oh, Asians make more money than us. And you never hear Asians say, we make more money than white people. Well, that's why. It's not about how much we make. It's about what we do with it, when we get it, who we give it to, who we distribute it to, and what, all that old shit. Oh, look at here. I got a call. Ain't that some shit? Okay, I don't know how to do this. We get ready to do it. All right. Hi. This is Stacy.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I heard you talking about the group economics.
Hey.
And I hear Claude Anderson speaking on that, too. I'm calling from the Midwest, by the way.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah. And let's be realistic. People do things on basis of their interests. Most recently, you had, I'm going to give you an example. Most recently, you had Chick-fil-A.
Look, I love you.
Yeah.
And I only got 3 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to be real fast.
I'm going to be back tomorrow. Make your point, and I want you to
I'm
going to
make my point real quick.
All right,
I'm going to take 15 seconds. If I'm not, no one's going to support a business when that business turn around and contribute to a entity that goes against that person's interest. It's just not going to happen. And I was going to try to give you an example with Chick-fil-A. So, you know, you got a lot of conservative blacks out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget that.
You going to be on tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, every day, baby.
All right. Well, I'll try to get you more.
There's such thing as a conservative black. That nigga is just trying to be white.
That's not true. That's not true. There are.
But then conservative blacks amongst your people and show the because you know what Claude says? We are your unique people in that couple of things. And I'll be back tomorrow. We were stripped.
Well, you bring this up again tomorrow and we'll talk about it. Because there are conservative blacks. Because blacks, once they reach a certain status, they vote their interests.
Because, look, everybody got a mind, and every mind has the right to think differently. So
absolutely. Thank you.
We go to full spectrum. But what we don't go is black people are the most unique individuals in this world. We were unlike any other race of people, and that's what everybody got to agree with.
Human beings are human beings, but I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you so much. We are the most unique race of people, and that we were the only people taken from our homeland, and just like boot camp is 3 months, I think they got that from niggas. When they brought us over here, it was a 3-month program to strip you of your African heritage, baby. No other race of people in America has that ever happened to. So that we will continue and talk about tomorrow. Okay, we are unique. There's nobody. No. Now, I love Native Americans. Okay, this was their shit. Okay, so yeah. But give me a casino. Shit, give me a casino. I'll rock that bitch. Okay? But we are unique, and I love you, and I love the call. I didn't get his name. I'm so excited. I love him, whatever his name is. Love him. But I will see you tomorrow, and please, 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 please call in, because we are what's up. 2020 is us. I love you. See you tomorrow. nigga is my new bro. I mean, that's my bro. I don't even know his name, but that's my new bro. And I want him to call tomorrow. Thank you so much. Let's do it, baby.